Ms. Norwood, would it, Mr. Sharp, would it be possible that we get the couple, if they have a case here with a baby, could we get them out of here first? Move them up in the agenda? I don't know which case they are. Do you have a case this evening, sir?
Yes.
Would you come forward, please?
Yes.
Unless they're the next case, I don't know. They're number three.
So we just need to do a motion to move your, Mr. Renicky?
Yes.
Okay. So it'd be a, need a motion to amend the agenda to move case number 12804, Peter Renicky, to the next case on the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Aye, too. So we vote a 5-0, sir. We're going to move your case ahead. Thank you.
You go ahead and read that now. Case number 12804, Peter Ronke seeks variances from the front yard and corner front yard setback requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115.34 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a lot located on the corner of Rory Creek Lane and Cedar Road within the Kenwick subdivision. The 911 address is 38174 Rory Creek Lane in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 20.09, parcel 169. The applicant is seeking an 8.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for proposed steps, a 4.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed deck, and then a 4.7-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement for an existing deck. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Yes, sir. You can state your name and address for the record.
Peter Ronke, 38174 Roy Creek Lane, Subbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You can
Good
present
evening.
Your case.
Thank you. We would like to extend the porch on the front of our home. It's currently just a staircase. The primary reason for this request is for the safety of our children. The piece that's there currently is original to the home, but the updates that we would propose are comparable to many others within the Kenwick on the Bay neighborhood. Many of the homes in the neighborhood have similar looking decks, and that's the new build homes that are coming into the community. Also, many of the original homes, which ours falls in that category of 1980s style Nanticoke manufactured homes, have the same upgrade that we're proposing completed on their homes as well. The home directly to our north, as well as Caddy Corner to our northwest, have both applied for and received similar variances to come within this range of Roy Creek Lane. And the staircase was built by a previous owner. It's at a very steep angle. There's currently open risers, so someone's foot could slip through, and it's very unsafe for our daughter. Additionally, the landing at the top is very small, and so when the door swings open, there's no space to maneuver. So we'd like a wider space, and additionally, we'd like the option to put a gate on that space in order to keep children safe at the top.
Questions?
On the homeowner approval?
We actually do not, because I did apply for it, and they responded to me and said that you need county approval. You don't need homeowners association approval, because in Kenwick, it's 25 feet. So I'm coming into that range, and 30 feet, I believe, is the setback from the county, so I'm here to ask for that extra space, but the homeowner association approved.
And you'll end up just over 25 feet, is that correct?
Yes.
According to your drawing?
Yes.
Can you talk to your neighbors?
Yes, we've spoken to all of them, and they're all in agreement. Obviously, I'm on the record, so I don't have that in writing to prove that they're in agreement. But I spoke to all of them, and they believe it would be an upgrade to the block and to the neighborhood.
Will this affect being able to see traffic either direction, or?
Yeah, the fact that it's a corner lot does make it tricky for us. The traffic on Roy Creek Lane itself is pretty much slow. It goes to a dead end. It's a cul-de-sac. However, Cedar Lane is faster traffic, as that's a throughway for the neighborhood. So it is a concern with children and our dog as well, for safety on that road in particular.
It won't impede?
It will not impede.
Won't impede vision, people coming to that intersection?
Correct, no, sir.
What about parking? I mean, look like from the one aerial photo, it looks like you're limited on parking as it is. Is it going to affect parking at all?
So currently, we can easily fit 6 vehicles. The actual measurement, and I know this isn't from our property line, but the actual measurement from the end of the driveway to the home is 50 feet. I know our property line is short of that, but we can fit 6 cars very easily, which is nice for people coming to watch our kids, okay, family.
Sir, did somebody else place the house and the stairs?
Yes.
So you bought it in this condition?
Yes. It was placed there in 1986.
So as far as you're aware, the stairs were also placed there in 1986?
As far as I'm aware, yes, sir.
Okay. I guess this is a question for staff. Is there enough information on the survey to calculate variances?
Yes, we were able to do that with the, along with the additional a drawing that Mr. Ronke sent in.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said that the primary reason is for safety. Are there other reasons or needs that you have besides safety?
It's going to be more aesthetic, absolutely. We're going to come back in with the Trex style, which is more in keeping with the rest of the neighborhood. The wood is very brittle and old, and it needs to be replaced regardless.
So as somebody who designs houses for a living, I agree this is a very, very unsafe stair. I can see that already. Since you took the pictures, I see there's no balusters on your stairs. You know what balusters are?
Yes, like the pickets between. Yes, that is included in our plans.
Okay.
It's a very important part to us.
Currently, are there no balusters on?
There's between the main 2x6s, the main footers, there is 1 2x4, and that 2x4 is connected by 2, that, so it's not load bearing.
I guess my question is, if this is about safety, why does the deck need to be this big? Why did you choose the size you chose?
The deck is more for when the door opens at the top. It's very unsafe. That door basically swings and takes the entire top landing. So even if we were to redo the staircase at a safer angle, that top landing isn't enough space to safely navigate. So if a child were to go out that door, they have no other option but to sort of tumble down the stairs because of that lack of space at the top. So our thinking is to basically have the space there and put a gate at the end of it before any staircase.
The drawing I have here has the deck as 20 feet by 9 feet. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So you think you need 20 feet by 9 feet for safety?
So currently there's about 4 and change on the current, so we're asking to go 5 more to make, that would make us the 9, and then to go 20 across. It's for aesthetics as well, but the safety piece allows us to have a landing before the staircase and then a landing at the 90 degree to come down in a safe manner. And I was advised on adding a landing halfway down the staircase for those safety reasons as well.
The landing does help with safety, that's correct. I guess what I'm not understanding is why the deck needs to be the size it needs if this is for safety. That's what I'm not understanding.
Likely we could accomplish the same safety features with a 9x10. So arguably the second 10 is to provide a space for us to enjoy. But the safety factor is absolute number one. If you know, the 10 feet, like I said, would probably be enough to provide the safety we're looking for. The only issue then is that the staircase comes directly into the parking area where cars are moving. So the thought was to get the staircase and the landing out of that parking area. That's the real rationale behind
it. I see what you're saying. So where the proposed deck ends on the right side, is that between the door and the garage door? Is that the idea?
Yes, correct, on the right side. And then on the left side, it ends at the very end of the driveway.
Okay, so 20 feet is going to get your stair further away from that driveway?
Correct.
And that would help keep your child safe in terms of being away from that driveway?
When they exit the staircase, they'll still be in the yard. We you know, plan to put a little footer at the bottom of the staircase.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Short?
the front yard, I think you had said that there was a gap between the edge of paving and the front property line. Is that true?
Yes, sir. That is true.
Okay, but how far is that gap?
I believe it to be about 15 feet.
So where this deck and landing and step will be is not going to be within 30 feet of the actual roadway. It'll appear to be further than that.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
The I noticed that your house, is that the main level where the steps go to?
Yes, that's our living space and bedroom space up on the top
floor. Is this in a flood zone? Is it elevated due to being in a flood zone?
It is. The flood zone cuts directly through our property, so we do pay flood insurance.
All right, so you have to have a higher stair and everything because of that?
Correct. Our HVAC system and everything else is raised in the back for that reason as well.
I take it you don't have any septic or well on the property?
No, sir.
The deck.
Excuse me, I apologize. There is an existing well. We don't use it for the home. I believe we don't use it at all. The previous owner used it, I think, for gardening or something.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I wanted to
like
fix
an
that.
Irrigation well?
Yes, sir.
The deck that, because one of this is also the deck to the rear of the home?
Yes.
How long has that been there?
That was there when we purchased the home, and that was not in my original application. Ms. Jenny Norwood informed me when we applied for the front porch that was also in need of a variance. So I'm happy to answer any questions on that, but I don't know when it was built. It was there when we purchased
it. Is it elevated as well?
It's kind of a mid-tier, so we have a second-level porch on the back that I don't believe requires a variance. It's within. But that one comes down, and it's about, you know, head high off of the ground, and then there's a staircase from that continues down.
Okay. And have you had any complaints about that?
We have not. In fact, since the photo that you're looking at was taken, we've added several trees on that side, so it's really not visible to Cedar Road.
Is there a gap between Cedar Road and your property line as well?
Yes, there is.
How far is that gap?
That one I'm not as certain on. I came prepared for the other piece, but again, I wasn't as sure that hadn't been applied for. I actually pulled all the variances that have ever been pulled for the property, and I had one that I thought in the past the previous owner may have tried to include this new deck that's in question. I didn't know if it was possible to look it up, and I certainly don't want to delay everyone any longer.
Yeah, we try to capture all the potential variances that are needed so that folks don't have to come back.
Understood.
And sometimes the record keeping for these things, it's improved over the years. We just debuted a new, you know, land use planning application docket the other day. So it's always getting better, and these are the types of things that help us improve our record keeping. And that deck on the rear, is it going to be replaced? Is it in good shape?
We have plans to stain it and make it look even nicer, but no plans to change any physical.
So it's not brittle like the steps?
No. It's definitely, I can say, just from looking at it, newer than the steps that are in the front.
Okay.
So it's been added since the home.
But otherwise, no plans to change?
No plans at all to change that at all.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12804 for Mr. Peter Ronecki?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one on the line who wishes to speak.
Thank you. Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12804 for Mr. Peter Ronecki. Sorry if I got that wrong. And entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12804 for Mr. Peter Renentke for the requested variances. I believe the property has unique physical conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty on the front side was not created by the applicant. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.